My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
I'm not sure what to believe anymore. I'm sure that I didn't imagine this, and I'm sure that what I heard, felt, really happened. So, just a little backstory. My husband and I moved into a new place a few months ago in May. I'll refer to him as Mark. Ended up getting a great job opportunity, so we packed up our things and headed west. Things were going great, actually. Everything was absolutely normal. We didn't move into some ancient house with a dark past. We moved into a small, single-family home with a freaking cul-de-sac. Mark went to work. He had a good 9-to-5 schedule, and I was able to do some work from home. He'd get home a little after 5:30, we'd have dinner, then we'd relax until we head to sleep. Once it's 10 p.m, I'm already extremely sleepy, so I usually lie in bed and flip through my phone for an hour. Then I usually fall right asleep. My husband is a night owl. He has issues with sleeping, so he usually stays up late. I'm a pretty light sleeper, so whenever he finally decides to go to sleep, I usually wake up a moment and hear him go to bed. Mark always follows a routine before going to bed. He clicks off the TV in the living room, checks the locks, turns off the lights, goes into our bathroom to brush his teeth, slips into bed, then kisses me before finally drifting to sleep. We live a pretty mundane lifestyle. Until a month ago, something happened to me. It was an average day. All I did was clean and go to the store to get groceries. Later on, I'd prepared dinner. Mark came home and we talked about our day. Everything was absolutely normal. The only off thing was that Mark complained that the juice I brought for him had tasted funny. It was around 10 p.m. when I started to feel exhausted, so I did my usual and fell asleep. I wasn't sure what time it was when I was suddenly awoken by the noise of heavy footsteps coming from the living room. Usually, Mark is a bit quieter when coming to bed, but I brushed it off. The heavy thuds approached the bedroom door, and I heard it slowly creak open. I was feeling a bit frustrated, as he knew I was a light sleeper, but I tried my best to ignore it, and tried to fall back asleep. I heard the click from the light switch of a bathroom, and the faucet squeak, followed by a light trickle of water. I don't know why, I started to feel so damn uneasy. Usually, Mark would wake me a bit during the night, and I'd fall right back to sleep. But something felt off. The way our room is set up from the entrance to our bedroom is a straight shot to a window. Our bed is on that wall, and then on the left is the door to the bathroom. My back was facing the bathroom, so with a light on, I saw the wall Mark's shadow casted onto it. As I studied the shadow, perhaps it was lack of sleep or my eyes playing tricks on me, but it didn't look like Mark. Now, my husband is average height and a bit wide. He fits the dad bod category. The shadow I saw was tall and slender, with the arms seemingly longer, like they would have touched the ground. I didn't hear the sound of him brushing his teeth, just the slow trickle of water, and a deep, gurgling breath echoing from the bathroom. I finally froze and thought to myself, maybe this wasn't my husband. The faucet slowly squeaked to a halt. The gurgled breathing still emanated from behind me. The light switch clicked off. Then I heard the heavy thuds of his feet go towards our bed, towards me. I froze still and tried to keep my breath from shaking. I kept thinking to myself that I was just tired and maybe I'm overthinking things. My husband is just doing his usual routine and going to bed. I felt the comforter rise a bit as a body slumped into the bed. The weight of it caused the frame to creak and groan. Something much larger than my husband was creeping into bed with me. I could feel my body shift as, whatever it was, put what I assumed was his whole body onto the bed. I kept my eyes tight shut as I kept my breaths low and shallow, trying not to scream, trying not to alert this thing that I was awake. This thing's guttural and gurgle breath was right behind my skull. I heard the sound of something breaking and cracking from above, then suddenly felt something drop in front of me. I cracked my eyes open to see an extremely long, thin limb with large, rake-like fingers in front of me that bent and stretched over from behind me. It was red and glistened in the moonlight that peered through my window. It was as if whatever it was had no skin. My vision began to blur as tears formed in my eyes. "Don't cry, don't cry, don't scream," I thought to myself over and over. Where was my husband? Where the hell was Mark? Did this thing? I didn't want to finish that thought. I felt his weight begin to shift again, shift towards me. Again, I heard that disgusting noise of breaking and cracking from behind me. Nausea started to overtake me, but I held my vomit in my stomach. The deep and wet, gurgled breath inched its way closer to my face. I could feel a hot mist hit my skin. I heard it. I heard the sound of it opening its mouth wider and wider as drops of its saliva descended over my head. Something hot and wet began to slither onto my cheek, and that was when I began to fully sob. I slowly slid my eyes to the corner of my socket and looked at it. It was red and fleshy. It had no eyes, just dark sockets. Its mouth was a black abyss that stretched open with rows of sharp teeth and a wiggling tongue. I stared at it for a moment and finally let out an ear-shattering scream that echoed throughout my home. I shouted at the top of my lungs, "Mark!" But there was no answer. I wanted to get up. I wanted so desperately to run out of that damn room, but I was frozen in absolute fear. I fully realized how immense this thing was, with its limbs stretched over me like some kind of giant skinless spider. My scream was cut short when I heard its breathing turned into a deep and low laugh. It reveled in my despair, in my helplessness, and I didn't know what else to do. I had nothing else to do but accept whatever it had in store for me. It looked at me, and it smiled. A wide, razor-toothed smile. My heart was beating like crazy, like it was trying to burst out of my chest, and I fell unconscious. I don't know what else happened, but I passed out. I woke up the next morning. I was completely drenched in sweat, and I'm embarrassed to say that my bed was completely soaked in urine. I slowly got out of the bed. I felt so sick, so horrible. I crept over to my living room. Each of my footsteps echoed like thunder in my skull. I turned the corner, and on the couch, sleeping so peacefully, was my husband, Mark. My knees gave out, and I collapsed onto the floor. Mark shot right up and looked over to see the state I was in. Mark insisted that I go to the hospital. I was so pale and in a cold sweat, but I didn't want anything else but for him to just hold me, reassure me that I was safe and that this was real. A few hours later, I told him my dream, and he was completely disturbed, to say the least. He was worried, so he took me to the doctor's office. After a short wait, I was finally let in to see my doctor. I avoided telling him about my dream, but I did tell him how sick I was feeling. The doctor ran a few tests. I was so anxious, but Mark held my hand the entire time. The results came back and I was in complete shock. I was listening to the doctor talk, and Mark, I looked at him and he was smiling from ear to ear. Everything sounded like muffled white noise, but the one thing the doctor said hit me. "I'm pregnant." Mark carefully lifted me up and embraced me as the doctor patted his shoulder in congratulations. The whole car ride, Mark went on and on about baby stuff, and I just didn't know what to say. So, here's the thing. I never told Mark. I never told him because I was afraid that he would be disappointed and leave me. I can't have children. I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. I know I cannot have children. Now, a month later, and I'm so afraid to go to sleep. I stay up with Mark until he finally goes to bed, no matter what. He's so excited about the baby, but I don't even know what the hell it is inside of me. A few days ago, while Mark was at work, I went to the doctor's to get an ultrasound. Needless to say, I was shocked when the doctor said everything was normal. But when he turned away, I looked at the damn screen and saw whatever this thing inside of me is. For a split second, I saw its limbs stretch and grow.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chain to the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.